The psalmist this evening asks, who can ascend the mountain of the Lord, or who may stand in his holy place? And he answers this question, he whose hands are sinless, whose heart is clean, who desires not what is in vain. As a young man, St. Columban was very educated. He lived in the later part of the 6th century into the 7th, and his studies were actually interrupted by an intense lust, temptations to lust and commit acts out of lust. And I'll share the full quote downstairs, but he visited a religious sister and she told him, do not go down the same river that so many else do. And this is what inspired St. Columban, not just to renounce his own body and in more traditional Catholic practices with prayer, fasting, and almsgiving, but he interpreted in this a radical call to leave the world and enter monastic life. And I'll share more later about how brutal even this life was. He did so because he wanted to be holy. And in so doing, he showed that he grew to have hands which were sinless, a heart which was clean, but that was not always easy. Would that we had the same desire to look at the temptations and sins in our own life, to flee from them, so that we too may be sinless and have clean hearts.